Believe it or not, retailers are already thinking about the holiday shopping season, and experts say this year's could be bigger than last, which means those companies are looking to hire more workers this year. With me via Skype to talk about that is Anna Serafin-Smith with the National Retail Federation. And Anna, what kind of hiring are your members looking to do as we head into the holiday shopping season?
You know, at this moment, retailers are looking to hire in almost every single category possible, whether it's customer service representatives via phone or like at a call center or even in store, to sales representatives, folks that are stocking up the shelves, and or warehouse employees. And by warehouse distribution centers, those jobs vary as well. It could be anything from managing to make sure the inventory is correct and everything is ready to go in the warehouse, to making sure that things are shipping out on time, and sometimes even some jobs that are heavy lifting, right? Picking up those heavy boxes and making sure they're in the trucks ready to go to ship out gifts to everyone's lovely homes or to ship out items going back into the store. So there's a lot of jobs open right now, just not a lot of people applying for these jobs.
Why is that?
You know, the market is very, very tight right now, and the retail industry is just one of many industries that are feeling this at this moment. Reason being is that there's the very low unemployment rate. Therefore, those that are unemployed at this moment have either some of the skill sets or not all of the skill sets that some of these industries, including retail industry, is looking for. So that's why it makes it a little bit difficult for us to find the right people to come and do the jobs that we're looking for, especially when it comes to seasonal hiring. But one of the things that we are seeing in the industry that most retailers are doing right now is getting very competitive in regards to their packages to bringing to attract the talent necessary to have them come and work at their stores or work at their warehouse distribution centers or call centers.
How does the hiring that retailers are looking to do this year compare to the last few years in terms of hiring?
So this year we expect retail jobs to increase between 575 and 605,000 jobs during the holiday season. That is an increase from last year, where we saw a total of 545,000 jobs during seasonal hiring. In that perspective, we're looking for more people this year, given the fact that we know that there's going to be a lot more people shopping and a lot more people willing to spend more this holiday season. But in other ways that it differs is the fact is these benefits that we're seeing retailers offer 401k packages, depending on the position. We're seeing them offer paid time off for seasonal employees, which is something that we've never heard of before, and then naturally increase in wages.
How much of the increase in hiring for the holiday season and the overall sales for the holiday season do you think can be attributed to the fact that the holiday season itself seems to be getting longer and longer? I mean, I'm not going to name the store, but I was in a store recently and saw Christmas trees, and it's, you know, the second week of October. I wonder if it's a true apples to apples comparison year over year, when it seems like each year the holiday shopping season seems like it's getting longer and longer.
Well, you know, one of the tactics that we're seeing retailers do this year is the second biggest shopping season is back to school. And so they have a huge recruitment period at that moment to bring on seasonal workers for the summer. But one of the things that we saw this year that was different from years past is that they are now looking into extending the hires of these seasonal employees to go all the way through the holiday season. So for those customers that are looking to shop as early as August, which there are, retailers then are offering, you know, an aisle or two or a couple of shelves here and there with holiday decor and holiday gift ideas, so these folks can start checking off those items from their lists.
I want to ask you about something that you brought up earlier about warehouse jobs and in-store jobs. And I'm wondering if you can glean any information from which of those maybe retailers are really looking to hire in terms of how people are shopping, be it they go into a store and walk out with an item, or if they just order it online.
You know, one of the things that we've heard from a lot of our retailers this year is that they're going to be heavily promoting and pushing buy online, picking up in store. Reason being is because it's a cost savings for them, you know, not having to use UPS, FedEx, or USPS to ship items out, which is an expense for the retailer as well as the consumer. It saves them some money just to use their own trucks from a warehouse center to go into the store. Because of this push of buying online, picking up in store, it's actually having them look into employing about at the same level of warehouse jobs with in-store jobs. They now are creating positions that are just exclusively for buy online, pick up in store with the in-store experience. So that way, when you walk into the store, you have a section where there's two or three representatives from the store coming in, checking you in, grabbing your tag number that you purchased something online and that you're picking up in store, grabbing the item for you, and you can move on. And not having to wait in the long lines from the regular self-checkout or checkout areas, or have to actually stand in a customer service return line, which during the holidays, as we all know, can sometimes be pretty tedious. So they are getting really creative in regards to these jobs. And as what we're seeing right now is that it's going to be a good mix of numbers for both warehouse and in-store employees.
All right. That's Anna Serafin-Smith with the National Retail Federation. Anna, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.